Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Todd.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 69 degrees here on a Tuesday morning. Authorities in Wilson County in north central Kansas have arrested four people in connection with a marijuana growing operation, including the head of a county health agency. Saturday morning, the Wilson County Sheriff's Department served two search warrants at homes near Buffalo. They located numerous jars containing what is believed to be marijuana, plastic trash bags containing what is believed to be marijuana, marijuana plants, cash, numerous weapons and ammo, and gardening paraphernalia at both locations. Wilson County Health Department Administrator Todd Durham and three others were arrested at the scene. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Light rain will come to an end this morning and continue to move on off to the southeast. Clouds may stick around for a while, though, with temperatures in the upper 70s by around noontime, 84 this afternoon. Tonight, a break in the clouds with an overnight low 68, and will be warm and dry tomorrow, Wednesday, 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 69 degrees, east wind at 3 miles per hour.
A Kansas lawmaker is seeking a report from legislative auditors on recent inmate disturbances at the state's maximum security prison in El Dorado.
State Senator Laura Kelly of Topeka said Monday she's concerned that the Department of Corrections is not being transparent enough. The department confirmed incidents involving inmates refusing to return to their cells on May 8th, June 24th, and June 29th, but it has said they were less serious than some employees and their union described them. Kelly said she wants auditors to investigate and report on what actually happened. A department spokesman said they are being transparent. The committee that directs the auditor's work will consider Kelly's request in October. If the review goes forward, a report would be ready by early next year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It was a deadly weekend on Wichita streets. Three men died in three separate traffic accidents, one Friday, another Saturday, and still a third on Sunday. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the first case happened when a man on a motorcycle was heading northbound on West Street, south of Central, when he collided with a Dodge Charger.
Friday night was the fatality accident in the 300 block of Northwest Street, and the victim on that case will be Joseph Zakair, a 20-year-old male of Wichita.
19 traffic deaths have now been recorded in Wichita this year.
Data collected in the annual point-in-time homeless count shows chronic homelessness in Wichita dropped 42% from 2015 to 2017. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
In fact, it's shifted the focus of some of these groups that have been helping with that, and I understand one of them is going to dissolve, but you know, that's what we want. As they said, they want to put themselves out of work.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS.
A lawsuit has been filed over the widespread power outage in North Carolina's Outer Banks. It could take days or weeks to repair an underground transmission line damaged by a construction crew last week. Tens of thousands of tourists have been forced to flee the area. Governor Roy Cooper toured the affected area Monday, saying the local residents are resilient.
I have no doubt that they will be back and in action as quick as that power is turned back on. I know they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to be ready for people all over the world to come back.
The Olympics are coming back to Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti announcing yesterday the city will once again host the Summer Games.
In 2028, we're bringing the Games back to L.A., one of the great capitals of this Olympic movement, a city that has always been a Games changer.
Los Angeles also hosted the Summer Games in 1932 and 1984.
KNSS News, I'm now 633. Ted, isn't that the reason they actually built the Coliseum in L.A., that great big stadium? Wasn't that for the Olympics?
For the 32 Olympics.
Okay, now who plays there now? UCLA football there?
No, UCLA plays at the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
USC plays USC. At the Coliseum, which is right across the street from their campus.
Okay. Have you ever been there?
I have been.
I guess it's just a huge stadium.
It's a massive stadium. It's classic. It was built in 1930.
You think about
it. Pretty
this.
Amazing.
The other night I was watching something on television, and I was mentioning, I didn't mention it to Shelley. Oh, I know, the Dodgers and Giants were playing in Chavez Ravine in L.A., and I thought about when the Dodgers first went from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Brooklyn, and they played their games in that Coliseum.
The Dodgers played there.
Which is a football
before
oval.
Dodger Stadium was built.
So what they did in left field, you know about this, they built a screen about, I don't know, 40 feet high, yep. So they wouldn't have any cheap home runs. And played it that way. Now, I don't know what they did out in right field. I can't remember. Obviously, they had to put up something. Cause
it was some kind of temporary fencing.
Yes, you would have to hit the ball about 900 feet to the right field to get it out. But there's a little history. And, yeah, though the Olympics coming back in 2028 for L.A. So that's what I call planning ahead. Way ahead.
And, the Raiders played there when they were in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rams are playing there now until their new stadium gets built.
Okay.
The Coliseum has seen a lot of use over the years.
It's 6:34 now with Steve and Ted. A thrill-seeking couple took the plunge quite literally. They screamed, "I do!" as they plummeted 20 stories on a Superman-themed roller coaster at Six Flags New England. And as soon as that ride was over, Ashley Schiller and Tom Marchetti got back on and did it again with a second batch of wedding guests in tow. The groom's queasiness prevented a third trip. The groom finally said, had enough of this. Yeah. The bride is a lifelong amusement park enthusiast who once had her parents buy thick-soled shoes to meet height requirements. You know, they have to be so tall to ride some of the rides. She got better, bigger shoes.
Lift. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She told the Providence Journal she had dreamed of the moment since she was 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
To say her wedding vows on a roller coaster.
All right.
Tell you what, I remember the
Glad
old...
she didn't plan on Joyland.
Yeah, the old Joyland roller coaster. There were some vows being taken. Most of them were prayers. Man. When you go down, you used to go over that first bump, crank it, clear up to the top, and then over you go, and...
Yeah. And you could feel the thing swaying.
Yeah, and and you look back, and you're going. It feels like you're going back underneath yourself. That's a perception.
Yeah.
The first time I went over that, I thought, ooh, this is scary. Never had the nerve to stand up. I would have gotten hurt. I would have probably fallen out of there. Anyway, that's our roller coaster story for today. Police are investigating a bizarre heist of a 1,700-pound barbecue pit from a popular Albuquerque restaurant. The Albuquerque Journal reports police say the black and red 200-gallon smoker was stolen early Sunday. Daniel Morgan, the owner of Pepper's Old Fashioned BBQ, says the smoker was cooking up a batch of brisket when it was taken.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, they got the brisket.
Or even worse, I should say. Yeah.
Morgan says most of the meat the restaurant serves is prepared in an indoor barbecue pit, and he uses the custom-built apparatus for catering gigs.
That's just not something you just lift and run away with. Somebody had to have a plan here to get that out of there.
Two guys just towing it out by hand. No arrests have been made. Morgan says he considered launching a crowdfunding page to help cover the $5,800 cost of a replacement.
I mean,
You mean it's not insured? You don't have your portable barbecue pit insured? Okay. It's 6:37 now with Steve and Ted.
No. That brisket rider on his insurance.
Yeah, brisket rider.
Yeah.
I'm sure the insurance companies will sell you that. Well, I'll bet they will.
They'll sell you anything.
I sure will. Would you like to win $1,000?
Well, of course.
Well, everybody would. Well, we give you that chance four times a day with our Hot Temps Cool Cash Contest.
Ooh.
We're still doing it. All you have to do is listen and text us a special code word that we give out on KNSS at 7-11, 2, and 5. And, of course, now it's 6:37. That means in about 13 minutes... we'll do the first one of the
How about 23 minutes?
23 minutes. You're right. I mismathed there. Mismathed. Keep listening to KNSS each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 5 for your chance to win $1,000. Mm. And again, the first word comes up in how many minutes, Ted? 23 minutes.
Yeah. 7 o'clock this
morning. I could really messed up somebody. Hey, wait a minute. Is it 13 or 23? Well, it's right before 7 o'clock.
Yes,
okay.
There you go. That's all you need to
Let's clear that up. It's right before 7 o'clock. You hear this word, and then you text. That's the way it works. Had to clear that up. All right, 6:38, Steve and Ted. Now the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Trading started negative for the cattle complex Monday morning, with some live cattle contracts scoring new lows for the month of July. The cattle complex closed mostly negative and off the lows of the session. The weighted average steer price last week in the feed yards in Kansas was $117.08, down $2.72 from the previous week. Lean hogs closed negative, with the largest losses in the nearby contracts. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 90 cents lower at 112 even. August feeder cattle 12 cents higher at 146.17. And October lean hogs 47 cents lower at 66.02. The trading was negative for the entire session yesterday for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures, and they all closed negative. The near-term support levels held Monday for the grain and soybean futures. The weekly crop conditions saw corn decline by 1 point to 61% good to excellent, and soybeans improved by 2 points to 59% good to excellent. Trading overnight has been mostly lower, double-digit losses in the soybeans. As of Monday, the Dow has scored 4 straight all-time record highs, and it looks like today could be number 5. At the moment, September KC wheat's up a half a penny at 475 and a quarter. December corn down 2.5 cents at 382 and a quarter. November soybeans trading 14 cents lower at 993 and a quarter. September crude oil 22 cents lower at 49.95. December gold 70 cents lower at 1,272.70. September S&P 4.5 points higher at 24.72.5. September dollar index 8 cents higher at 92.80. And September Dow Jones futures up 95 points at 21,937. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So I've been out of the loop for a couple of days, as you know. I presume that the harvest is pretty much over for wheat. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, especially in our area. It's moved on to the north and northwest now, but we're getting the majority of it, you know, completed nationwide now. I think we're at about 88%, if I remember right.
Now, tell me, have we assessed the Kansas wheat crop, and do we have any idea of how it's going to stack up against past wheat crops?
It's not going to be anywhere close to a record, but we are well over 300 million, which at one time people was concerned if we'd even get up to 300 million. So that's good news there.
What is it average? About it's a little over 300 million, isn't it?
I would have to take a wild stab and say maybe around 325 could be an average over maybe the last 10 years.
You know what? I almost said 320, and I don't know where I kept that number in my head, but we're talking about 320 million bushels of wheat. And is it all being stored, or is it somewhere up there on the ground someplace?
There was some stored on the ground in places because of tight storage, but a big part of it made it into the bins.
And into the bins, and now they just get it on the trucks, is that right? And
well, it depends. You know, the stuff that has been sold will move on down the line, but stuff that's being stored will be held in storage till the farmers decide to let go of it.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your update, the commodities update, with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Now 641, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!